is no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
You know how I know I still got it?
How?
So I was at the coffee shop the other day.
Oh, wow.
Right? I was at the coffee shop.
Did a woman hit on you?
She hit me with a Bodor.
Hey, nice.
No, I was in the coffee shop and a couple, LA couple was in front of me and they saw a thing on the menu, right? And they were like, oh, Bambuccino.
Bambuccino?
What's a Bambuccino?
Isn't that nice? It's a cappuccino made with virgin deer blood.
See, Kissel, you already ruined my entire story.
Is that right?
I see. I walked to the barista, leaned to them. He's like, that's for babies. It's a Bambuccino. It's milk. We put a little cocoa butter in there and stuff for the kids. Oh, it's wonderful. And I leaned over to them as they said it. I said, wouldn't it be funny what you just did?
Yeah.
And I said, if it was called Bambuccino, because it was filled with a bunch of deer's blood.
There it is.
Which
wow.
I hate this.
Mind meld.
But then they got upset.
Why?
Right? Because they were like, oh, okay. Well, I guess you try anything once. And then I went into, I furthered it because we were down the street from this really
cute. Did they do anything to prompt your interactions with them?
They were my audience.
Okay.
And I was, explain this to Natalie because she doesn't understand. Why do you have to talk to everyone? It's like, because that's me. That's who I am.
You just kind of pop up.
Yeah, because again, I might be stoned. I might be on my daily walk. But I'm now engaging with you, right?
Right.
And so I was trying to explain, help the neighborhood, because down the street, Salt and Straw ice cream. And every October, I was trying to explain to them, they do this pig's blood chocolate ice cream, right? Where they mix a bunch of pig's blood into it. And then they looked at me and they're frozen with fear. And they were like, so what does that taste like? And
I was what does that taste like?
Blood.
Right.
You take a bunch of blood. And
now,
then,
why would anyone get that?
Because it's fun. It's something new.
Well, it's gross.
No, it's the power of human dominance.
Why would anyone?
Over the entire food chain.
So an ice cream joint brings a bunch of pig blood into their ice cream shop once a year and swirls it with their ice cream. And we're supposed to say that that's a novelty and special?
I think they
make
it.
As opposed to a massive violation of the health code?
No. It's very thick. And it's very cold. I think they have an abattoir. I think they have a slaughterhouse that they go and they get it. Because I think the ice cream is sent to Salt and Straw. But I did taste it. But then when I said it tasted like blood, like the looks on their faces were, because I thought we'd all were going to laugh.
Right. Well, why?
Because I thought that it was, again, shared experience. I never know who my people are.
Yeah.
And then I've said fun, dark things to people, not understand that just me, it's how I exist.
Right.
And then I say it and then they laugh. Because, again, I'm very funny, super charming.
Well, oftentimes people will laugh to get away from a problem or away from a situation or just sort of back out, you know, in a positive manner.
That's
so
a W.
They don't want to trigger you or anything.
I got the laugh.
What was the joke, though?
Blood. How much blood I ate.
Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry. He's hungry for blood. Well, what a great.
For blood what a great. All around place.
Like a coffee shop.
Yep.
Or an ice cream shop.
But that's fun because it's a seasonal, spooky ice cream. And this is not, again, I think I'm turning people away from Salt and Straw.
Yeah.
It is very tasty. It's too expensive.
Well, honestly,
they're chucking,
it doesn't,
all this blood.
That might be the problem.
But they take it from very nice pigs.
I'm sure that they do. I don't think that you've given a good advertisement to this spot. And to be frank, expensive ice cream? No, thank you. Ice cream's, it's a treat for the people.
It's
not a treat for the elites.
You and I are in that same, I'm in that world. I do believe it should be not fancy. Same thing with Mexican food. I like it better when
it's
not
good.
Fancy. Like
of the earth. Fun. Well, Henry, you know what's so funny is maybe they were scared of you. Because
Why? I was doing that?
Yeah, with the big dogs. Big dogs eat.
Yeah, you're WCW, home of the big dogs. That's a reference to a 1997 ad campaign for WCW Wrestling.
That's anybody who is here watching us right now was there for that 1997.
Absolutely. Maybe they thought you were Gary Glitter. Because he just got out of jail.
Oh. I did not. I would not have spoken to them.
Okay.
I mean, because they were children. I wasn't trying to gather them.
Right.
I wasn't trying to, because, oh, man. But Gary Glitter, isn't he? Don't we still use that song?
Everything? What song did he make?
Da, da, na, na, na. Hey.
Na, na, That's na, Gary na, Glitter? Na, na.
Yeah.
The song that we all ran out to play our little basketball games when we were in seventh grade to? He sang the most generic sports anthem of all time.
Yeah.
A man named Gary Glitter, who was a violent, violent predator.
I don't know what would make you think that he'd be a violent predator. Look at all these extremely masculine pictures of Gary Glitter.
Well, Well, there's nothing wrong with me.
There's nothing. I mean, there's nothing predatory about this picture of him in a top hat with all 90 million of his British chest and back hairs pointing towards the sky.
You know,
he's got a tie on for no reason, an ascot. He looks like he's about to stick that tube inside of a child.
Hey, that's fine. He can do whatever he wants with the tube as long as he does not do what you just mentioned with the child.
Thank you.
I just didn't realize that he made the sports anthem that all of us sing at all of our events. Is anything sacred?
No. God, no, everything is dipped in blood. But
well,
again,
anyway,
like our ice cream.
Anyway, he's out of jail now. So there you go. That's that story.
But
so.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
No, I was a fun guy. I have another update about if I watch a little bit more of the Murdoch trial coverage.
Man, this thing, I have to say, we covered it. Well, I don't want to toot our own horn, but now it's gone mainstream.
Yep.
And the way that certain channels are covering this, it's freaking hilarious.
Well, it's all like this criminal mastermind. And that, but it's
just a redheaded doofus. But he does have a mind.
He does. Well, the one thing that was interesting is that the CFO for his law firm did a full long testimony throwing him under the bus. You just hear the blum, blum, you hear the wheels. But he needed to go under the bus.
It does remind me of.
Because it was going to come to her. She was going to get charged with the financial crimes of the law firm because he was angling to do it.
She must have known what was going on. She's the chief financial officer. It doesn't seem like anything was on the up and up. So bizarre again, because this guy was born in the dugout after his family hit a grand slam. All he had to do was not be a criminal, and he couldn't avoid it.
He couldn't afford it. I don't know what it was, because basically she showed a little bit about his scam, what he did, which was that he'd write. One thing he'd do is he'd write double checks to himself and then wait for years. But like, yeah. And then figure out how to he would wait a year and then cash it. And then they'd catch him. And the way she put it, she was like, well, we're a brotherhood of this law firm, so we cover for each other. So they just let him write a check back for 121 grand because he was like, oh, that was some kind of fumble stumble.
Right.
I didn't know around here. I was just mixing up. You know how many times I accidentally have a check on my desk for 121 grand and I accidentally cash it multiple times.
Buddy, you dab your frow that has a little bit of sweat above your eyebrow with a wet rag, and I'm just going to believe you. I'll say, okay, he's on to something. As soon as you do it, my vapors.
The vapors.
Yes, whenever I think of a South Carolina brotherhood, for some reason I get a little uneasy and slightly uncomfortable, but she had to know. What was going on with this law firm?
She watched it all from the side, and then she watched him.
From the side.
But
you know it's always the financial officer that's the fall person.
With that,
always.
She knows. She knew. And that's
so
why
she got very effing lucky that he was so bumbling and dumb. Oh, also killed his whole family.
Well, the whole thing
that she did
truly
not get busted.
The idea of she became a whistleblower in this boys' club was also very daring.
I've seen
for her.
That footage before.
Oh, yeah. Toot, 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 toot. All the sounds are coming out of his butt.
What?
It's weird because she explained all of his crimes and then also was like kind of explained his entire MO where she would like Alec would
what
come in.
What is his MO?
Well, he'd come in. He was doing Boris Johnson where he would act super disorganized. Oh, where he'd be like,
you know what?
Like,
even better, Mr. Bean.
Oh, but seriously. But he would go and he would Mr. Meaner Bean. It's the crime-based Mr. Bean.
Oh.
But he's also, don't let him anywhere near your kids.
Absolutely.
Anybody with
not.
Last name Bean, don't let him anywhere near your child.
Well, your wife, most likely.
But this guy, right, he would act all fucking like, well, I don't know where. He was always talking about how he'd be misplaced things and act like super bumbling. And then she realized, like, in hindsight, if you look at all his financial crimes, not only is he not bumbling, he's one of the most, like, smartest. Like, he would have to, well, the idea of, like, he'd have to hold a lot of information in his head at once to lie. We talk about how many times how cons are much harder than a job. It is much harder to run a series of financial crimes than to just start your own business.
Well, let's not swing the pendulum all the way to super evil genius. Let's go with both.
It's just
bumbling because he got caught.
He's got caught. He's not. So,
also, Mr. Bean.
She was
Bean,
watching it all roll
if you,
out.
If you do give Mr. Bean a back massage, he will orgasm.
Thank you.
If you rub Mr. Bean.
You're talking about Rowan Atkinson, the actor. And there's probably,
clitorises.
We'll see. Oh, you're just, thank you, Kissel. This really helps as I'm trying to describe financial crimes.
No problem.
It's very difficult for me to even understand it to begin with.
Financial crimes continue on, expert Zabrowski.
It's too late now.
Bumbling financial crime. Well, you know what I was going to say
all issue.
What I was going to say is, you know, obviously now they're trying to bring us into a global currency.
Oh God!
Trying to get all of our money
Fernando,
out of our wallets.
We gotta fuck. We gotta
tangible
talk.
Money Fernando. Is gone.
Well, this is true. We're not doing crypto here. At least we're not doing NFT and any of that stuff. So
but the idea as well that you could just go back in the day on a glorified piece of loose leaf, just be like, $1,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's just mine pay yourself. Now.
I mean, that was just such a glorious time. I forgot. We never really got to live the checkbook life like our parents did.
I mean, I did live the checkbook life for a period of time because I used to write checks that I knew wouldn't cash.
Of course.
Because I knew it would take days for them to find out. Because, but that was when I was hungry and it was for groceries.
And let's be honest, we were kneecapped pretty young because by the time we were in our early 20s, they would be like, huh? Checks, really, huh, guys? Cash or card?
I literally would show up at the grocery store with the checkbook and they knew I was running a scam.
Of course.
Because again, I was 20 with a checkbook.
But our parents' generation, they could do it, well, almost up to their 60s. They were able to pull the scams with the checks. And that's all he was doing. You just write down a number, you sign the dumb fucking thing, and then you get the money.
Money's fake. It just shows how fake it is.
Oh,
but guess
man.
Whose money you don't fuck with?
Whose?
The government.
Oh, yeah.
Because what they do is they then all of a sudden that money that's super fake to us becomes tremendously real. And that was the main thing that he was on the hook for. He probably could have killed his wife and his son and have gotten away with it. But we now know that most family annihilators are monetarily inspired, right? A lot of times the main kickoff point for the father to kill the whole family is a shift in status, which is a lot of this coverage is talking about. They're not covering it because they're all like, he's such a lovely family man. And it's like, no, he was about to lose everything and then double lose. He then made himself double lose everything.
Well, he became a murderer and then obviously the financial crimes, and he did every single thing wrong that you can do in life, basically. And again, the trial, if you do have any time to waste, watch him sit there. He fidgets, he cries a little bit. As far as a defendant goes, he emotes more than most.
It's more but than he should.
To be fair, that's Southern. Because the Southern man, the strong man.
Sometimes
they cry.
But most of the time it's because you have to hit him with a truck. You have to knock his hat to a gulch.
See, that'll make him cry. You hit him with a truck and then they'll say, I'm strong, right, bull. But then but now I'm thinking about my grandma. And then they cry because they have feelings. But he had the feeling of killing his entire family.
He did, and he expressed that feeling.
Yes, he did.
There's another update I wanted to do, This is also about feelings, and I think that it is important for our audience to know. Again, we've tried to keep you guys as up to date as humanly possible. When we get updated with information, we want to make sure that you get it as quickly as you can. Now, this is about the condom banana. Where we see now,
this was the guy who shoved it down his throat or in his butthole.
The one that was in his throat, right?
It was in his intestines.
We asked the question, why? Right? Why?
Why?
And one guy that's an X-ray CT tech.
Practice safe eating.
Yes, seriously. He said as a young tech, he had a patient swallow an entire electric toothbrush. And then he said, he was some normal professional guy in a suit and tie. And the patient said it was an accident, you know, and according to the writer, this blew my mind. So I asked the ER doctor, why weren't we calling for a psych consult or whatever? And he tells me, no, this was sexual. And he said the ER doctor had a sit him down and explain to him, some men get off on deep throating an object while jerking themselves off. And then what happens is at some point, the natural sucking hole that's at the end of your throat just sucks it right in there. And so I didn't know, but apparently, yes, he did Yoshi his way into the ER because he was too excited mid flagrante, which I didn't know either. But now I know thanks to this writer. And that's why we do this show. We learn. We grow.
Research. Absolutely.
Bean side stories.
We're paramount at research. So you're shoving the condom, the banana wrapped in a condom with maybe let's just say your left hand into your mouth, giving it oral.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're jerking off. And then I guess we've seen footage of women doing this.
Yeah, I've seen reels.
Yeah.
Reels of footage of this.
I guess he would make somebody very happy. I almost feel like I wish that he could have. Because the nice thing is, if it's attached to a body, you can't suck it up because vor isn't real.
Well, then
maybe you just get the balls in there and maybe it would probably be pleasurable for the person that you're fulfilling your fetish with.
Also, just whatever you got's got to have a balls-like attachment to it.
Yes,
it doesn't need to be balls, but it needs to have doesn't go farther than the rim of my mouth, you know, like edge. It needs a rim. It needs an anchor point.
And that's why Henry Zebrowski is selling new diet steaks that have balls on the bottom. So you can't actually eat the steak. You just get a nibble.
All you do is borrow it.
And one steak will last you a month.
Yeah.
So you're saving money on food.
That is technically what we covered in this week for the Essex. The sinking of the Essex. Yeah. We talked about the nausea cure where they'd stick the piece of pork back, tie it to a rope and stick it in your throat and pull it back out.
Did it work? Yes, it did.
Yep. Yes, please. Thank you.
Live from your grave.
One of the most exciting things about a new year is that you have no idea what adventures are in store. That actually sounds kind of threatening. From travel experiences to picking up new skills, me, I'm getting into drinking whiskey and playing devil sticks. There's no better way to prepare for 2023 than by learning a new language with Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a session, so you can start having real-life conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. ¿Dónde está el baño? ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? ¿Dónde está mi madre y mi padre? It's that easy. Right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/left. That's babbel.com/left for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
Well, speaking of gagging, this story should have all of us on edge. A New York City dominatrix. This is a tale that I got from the New York Post, Henry.
This is a new entry. So what is
her name is Victoria Nasirova. She has a victim, and the victim says that she drugged his fish and robbed him on a date.
But what I understand, but she drugged the fish.
A former beau of a Russian-born dominatrix. She went by the name Anna. She was on trial for allegedly trying to kill her doppelganger pal.
This is very sensual.
Yes, with poisoned cheesecake. This is what they told the jurors this past Tuesday.
Wait a second.
She also once drugged him and his fish.
No, wait a second. This is not the same as this other story we're going to cover where the woman tried to stab her lookalike in the face.
Not quite. So Ruben Murakov, lonely man, 54 years old.
Sure.
He testified in Queens Court that he met Anna on a Russian dating app. Ooh, Kremlin, fuck that.
You know, when it comes down to it, you really shouldn't rush into a relationship.
Yes. And the thing he remembers after meeting, fantastic. I got it. You shouldn't rush into a relationship. I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Murakov says, the thing I remember is getting up. We toasted and I took two pieces of fish and that's it. It was like 5 minutes. I got knocked out. I don't know what was going on. I still don't remember because she poisoned the fish.
You just have to
He says the next few weeks were a blur.
Oh, she poisoned the fish that he ate.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, I thought you talked that he just killed his pets.
No. So he doesn't remember anything for weeks. His two trips to the hospital doesn't remember. When his writs returned, the Queens man said he found his new watch missing and his American Express bill loaded with $2,600 worth of unfamiliar charges.
I feel like this guy is asking for it. I feel that he asked for every fucking bit of this. And sometimes I feel like this is part of his fetish.
I don't know.
Sometimes it's kind of, maybe you like the chaos. You want to invite someone to your home so they'll fucking, they rip it all up. And then you're like, oh, look at what's happened to me again.
Well, apparently Anna, this is according to him, he says she was adamant that he eat the fried fish immediately.
I mean, that's,
and then she's, and he said,
she's frying fish? Wait a second. I thought that was a dominatrix.
Yeah.
So you're paying a dominatrix to fry fish?
Before she does stuff to you. And then
fried fish is also the strangest meal to have before sex.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting, right? So he showed up with a date and then she said, we eat now. The fish is getting cold.
Well, it's also the dominatrix. So you would be ordered to eat the fish as fast as humanly possible.
Yeah. So now she's been accused of drugging the dude with the powerful Russian tranquilizer, Finzapam, as a twisted identity theft plot. So she wanted, I guess, to be this person.
Well, she wanted this. She's just taking his credit cards.
Yes,
and she paid a bunch of money on his credit cards. So probably, like, you know, because now, you know, they got all the scams. So they take the deed to your house. They can do that shit. They can put like tax liens on your homes. They can literally just like get loans on your own house if they could get your information. But
yes, indeed, prosecutors say Navarro snatched his passport and thousands in cash in an attempt to steal her identity. Then she allegedly tried to cover up the plot by scattering pills around Shrestha's lingerie-clad body to make it look like she tried to commit suicide. So there you go. But then this is the other guy. This is the guy in the hospital after eating the bad fish.
I mean, you know.
So she tried to steal a woman's identity.
I try not to victim
blame.
And
she tried to kill a man. She faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted of murder, burglary, and other charges in the case.
As soon as you arrive at your sex worker's home, if they're frying fish, we know it's a difficult problem. Unless you ask for it. Unless you're part of, you're doing a big Midwest fish fry sexual play like scenario.
Yeah.
Fried fish doesn't go, it's not the same, it's just not sexy.
Apparently.
I love a fish and chips. Yeah. But it's the idea of fried fish, the aura of a room in which you have fried fish. Because that's the other thing, too, is that I don't know if you, like, I did recently made the mistake of microwaving a piece of fish, and it was disgusting. It makes the entire room smell like a Russian woman's prison.
Absolutely.
Like, you have to not do this.
Well, also, what's so interesting is Borikov, the man in the hospital, he says he didn't talk to her anymore after. But the daughter of the woman that she killed in 2014 to become a dominatrix. Killed a chick in 2014, became a dominatrix. Then with that identity, she went to this guy, was a dominatrix. She was like, eat the fish. She poisoned him, got his money. But now she's being charged with the murder of this woman in 2014. Mm. And then also the guy was poisoned, but no one really cares too much about the guy.
No,
because it's mostly the murder. But isn't that interesting?
It is. It is interesting.
Yes, indeed. It is.
Yeah,
look at her.
Really,
she's a beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah. That is a
full woman.
Yeah, she is. Whew, wow. She looked like she's frying some fish for you.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I mean, she does look like a very nice murderer.
Well, kind of a convoluted story there. But nonetheless. Murderer, poisoner.
We'll see.
Russian.
It really is great.
All right.
Now, this Dallas Zoo story, I want to get a little bit about what in the living fuck is going on at the Dallas Zoo.
Dude, this is nuts.
It is really weird. I mean, now we know there's a suspect in. There's been a lot of animals missing from the Dallas Zoo. They're now figuring out there's an actual timeline that's put all together, because we know that a leopard, a little tiny little baby leopard, it actually had went missing from the Dallas Zoo for a period of time, right? And then they found it, but they found a mysterious cut in a fence that actually points to the fact that there's some kind of suspicious activity happening at the Dallas Zoo. And that was the first one, right?
I believe it. I mean, unless it's, you know, Skip Bayless attempting to go get eaten by a bear because he's getting destroyed on social media. I feel like maybe they need a little bit more security at the Dallas freaking zoo.
And it wasn't just that. And then January 14th, there was another tear found where the Langur monkeys were.
Oh,
right?
I want the Langur muffin.
Yeah, that would be cute. But they were found again. That was also found. They're like, all right, someone's trying to cut into the zoo. We don't know what's happening. January 22nd, an endangered vulture named Pin died at the zoo. What they're saying is unusual circumstances. What sounds like that whoever then would go on to be blamed for all of this tried to remove the bird and then somehow killed the bird in the process.
Who circles a vulture when a vulture is dying?
I think just the New York fucking Post.
Oh.
Talking about even worse vultures.
More stories.
So January 30th, right? So that they found that was weird. And then
so
these
this is
tamarin
the third,
monkeys.
Third incident.
Yes, this is number four now.
Number
it's
four.
The emperor tamarin monkeys that were taken. And if you've seen have you seen them?
I have seen them.
They are so fucking cute.
They are cute. My older brother got to hang out with a monkey recently. I know they can't have them as pets, but they are adorable and I want to hang out with them.
They're really cute. And he found them, and then they found them in an apartment building when they arrested the dude. So these little tiny monkeys went missing.
He was
and then
watching they also TV. Said, he was playing his PlayStation.
It was so cool. It was so cute. But that's where they found them, right? They found all these, because then there was missing monkeys as well, another pair, and they have now arrested somebody that has been saying going in and out of this zoo. Davion Irvin, who is 24. Now, he came out when he was arrested. So they're putting this all on him. I think. Yeah, this is, again, completely opinion. I think that there's some kind of inside job.
You think it's
job.
A good ball.
I think there's somebody happening
you
on the inside
it's
that is helping him get out. It's difficult. I don't know how he's doing this so surreptitiously, because then when they arrested him,
The man said, the young man said, I just love animals.
He loves animals.
And he says, I love animals. And he said that if when he gets released, he's going to steal animals again.
I think he needs a job at the zoo.
Well, I don't know if it, because then we compared it. Is it the same as that young man that kept stealing the trains?
In New York City, driving, he did it multiple times.
He was obsessed with the trains.
Yes, he was a, he had some, I think he was autistic.
Yes, but then he stole buses too.
But like, the thing that we must remember is that the trains ran on time. He did it right.
But he doesn't
really
know.
Because he wanted to run. He doesn't know. He
don't
knew
know.
All the stops.
He knew the stops, but I feel like there's other shit involved with the New York City transit system. Maybe I'm crazy.
I think you might be crazy.
I'm crazy!
So
this dude, I don't know what the hell happened with this story and why this guy wants these monkeys besides
just
to free
them. Because
he
wants to have fun.
But he doesn't know how to take care of them. They're too... They're,
you hang
they have
out
a specialized
with a macaroni
diet.
And cheese.
No, they're going to fucking die. That's what Linda would do.
They
That's
survive.
How my mother would fucking feed
no,
these animals.
No, they survive for generations. Millennia.
You can't give them his own serving of beef stroganoff.
Why not? They're the closest. What? We're very close in with primates.
No, I think that
I'm
they
sure
get...
that they could eat. Well, honestly, the processed food we ate is killing us.
Look at how small this monkey is. You know for a fact that you got to give him some kind of weird orange.
Oh, give him a legume.
But he's got to have some slurry. There's definitely some form
give him
of
a banana.
Put together
give
like
an apple.
But apparently, according to a consultant detective, one quote from a consulting detective was, "Alrighty then."
That is so, come on now.
Like a glove.
I do like it. So according to an aquarium spokesman, they said a gentleman who would later be identified as Davonian Wright Irvin stopped an employee of the Dallas World Aquarium to ask questions regarding one of our animals. The employee immediately recognized Mr. Irvin from prior reporting on the incident involving the suspected theft of two emperor tamarin monkeys from the Dallas Zoo.
Because they put up pictures of his, they believed that this was the man that was doing this. And then when they recognized him, it's just fucking...
They were found alone in his home. They were found alive.
It's just weird. I feel like somebody was maybe helping him because you also know, like, yes, there's the one example. We'll see how this plays out. Like him saying that he just loved animals, maybe points towards he's got something else cooking in his brain. Because there's also, you know, the thing about these animals, they sell for a lot of money. People buy exotic animals just for bragging rights. You're talking about Florida has those issues with drug dealers buying like tigers and shit and then just letting them loose, like letting them go because they can't take care of them anymore. Or they go to fucking medical research companies where they sell these animals to like shady medical places where they go and they like, let's see what happens when we remove its hands.
I mean, I feel like the real money here was in finding this is Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
It is.
Because the reward was $25,000 for the monkeys after Pin's death. That was the bird. Originally, it was $10,000, but then Pin died. And they're like, $25,000. If you have $25,000, find these monkeys. And then, boom, that's just yours. We'll write a check to you for $25,000. That's as good as cash.
Sure.
So
it's just better than just, I mean, honestly, they should be like, here's a monkey.
Other than Pin, which is very sad that the bird died, but my understanding was it was quite old. Everyone else is alive, and if you are one of these little monkeys, didn't you have an adventure?
I don't know. They look scared.
No,
the
tamarin
monkey looked scared. He wasn't ready to be in a... I mean, like, I'm not, you know, we've been to Dallas.
It's an apartment.
Yeah. You
know, it was an apartment.
It's not going to be great. It's not a great apartment.
What are you talking about? Go to Deep Ellum.
If he was
go to
in
Deep Ellum.
Robert Downey Jr.'s apartment,
no.
He'd be like, whoa, that tamarin monkey's living on the lifestyle. Oh, that's Tony Stark monkey money right there.
No.
He's right there. He's living his life.
It's a good... working class. It just wants to hang out, chill out. It's
look at the tamarin monkey. That tamarin monkey is a private plane only monkey. You look at his little mustache. He looks like Gary Glitter. He only
don't
needs
say
to,
it looks like Gary Glitter.
He needs to be flying private and kept in a very special way. That right there, that's a fucking Adele monkey. That's the type of monkey that should be sitting in Adele's cleavage right now until she's done with it. And
Adele.
Then she throws it away like all those celebrities do with their special, like, micro-interest pets.
I know, it is quite sad, although Adele would never do that. She's emotional, and she cried because a fan was filming her show for his wife who couldn't make it. And apparently her Las Vegas show is
fucking
back
PR
up.
Bullshit.
It's back up.
So again, yeah, fucking call me when you're selling, when you show up.
She does show up now.
Does she?
Adele. Yes, she does.
I thought she still was like...
I'm so afraid. Oh,
she has stage fright.
I can't go.
She has stage fright.
They didn't make my punch bowl big enough.
Oh, she's too big. Oh, she's too small. They're fucking with her brain, man.
No, they did it with Oprah.
They do it with everybody.
But then that's why Oprah that's why Oprah now lives at a fucking castle with the high walls, because then she can sit there and eat 15 pounds of mac and cheese if she wants.
Oprah's fine. She has her own issues. I'm going to stand up, and I'm fine with Oprah, but I'm going to stand up for Adele. Because no one is doing it.
I feel
no one's standing up for Adele. They
sing your songs.
No, because people got mad. Oh, why'd she lose all their weight? It's like, who gives a fuck?
Why didn't even bring up her weight.
Who gives a fuck?
I didn't even bring up the weight.
Well, people bring it up all the time.
I didn't.
Because she brings it up.
And you brought it up.
No, she brings it up as to why she has stage fright.
And the Adele character I was playing, I was talking about Tamarind Monkeys.
So, did you hear this other story?
I want to talk about the sea spiders who can regrow their butts.
Oh, okay. Let's do that first.
Let's do this. Because we're talking about animal experimentation.
Yes. I'm fascinated by this.
That's the whole story.
What do you mean?
Scientists in Berlin figured out that spiders could grow their own butts back.
Why did it happen? Why Berlin?
Well, this is the always, right?
Yeah.
They did a bunch of different, they tried to figure out whether or not spiders could just
cut its butt off. With any luck, it'll grow back.
Think about
what are we doing?
All the other animals that they cut the butts off of to see if the butts we're like, unfortunately, we tried the Labrador retriever, but all of its guts just ended up on the floor. It's just every single time a goat cuts the butts off a lemur, we cut the butts off of four bison, American bison.
That's
and
sad.
It never came back. All it did was die. All it did was shoot its blood out inside of it, and then it's got its guts wiggle around like it was a tentacles.
Well, it'd be especially sad if they cut the butt off of an animal that sits to poop.
Yeah.
That'd hurt.
Well, yeah, and butts, fucking spiders use their butts for webs.
Yeah, they use their butts for webs?
So the other day it was only possible for arthropods to grow back their limbs due to their hard exoskeleton. But then the study showed that, 16 of the younger spiders fully grew butts back after they cut off their butts.
Wow.
Yeah, they just cut off their fucking butts.
And
then they just were like, fingers crossed.
Right. So the spider.
And I guess they put it in a pot.
So the spider web, it comes through the butthole? Because I have a spider in my den and I love him.
I like keep all spiders alive.
I haven't named him or anything. Yes. He's an insect. He doesn't need a name. He's above names. But he's killing them mosquitoes.
I love my spiders. I keep all the spiders alive.
But why? So it comes from their butthole, the webbing? I thought it came from their mouth.
Kissel, I'm just going to go on and say, I have no fucking idea.
What do you think, though?
I think, in my mind, I thought it was a butthole, yeah. I thought it was shit. And then I think it might be cum, because we covered it. Well, we know that bee is cum.
Bee is
honey,
just cum.
But now we know that bee honey is cum.
Yeah, it's just cum.
But with spiders coming out of their butts, I'm pretty certain. Ah, it's a gland.
No, you're right. I think it's a gland.
It might be its pussy.
It could be.
Because I think
cloaca.
I think spiders like mankind, are always originally start as women or as genetic, as having the physical properties.
Yeah, of both.
Because our penises are just big clits.
Right.
And our balls are actually what's inside of a woman's pussy.
Isn't that fun?
I fucking know what's going on here, man. Well, man, we're going to get so many fucking emails again.
That's
and
great.
I am just, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. Again, we said this last week. If you do have a medical issue and you want to write and get our advice, we're open door. Just send us out. We're going to help you. We're going to fix you.
Flex seal. Flex seal it.
Live from your grave.
You ever want to try to sound professional? Right, just try to sound professional and extremely difficult. So what do, right? Me? Use periods. It's declarative sentences. It seems professional. It's perfunctory, right? It just delivers a message and information and then you walk away from it. But what I find is that when you leave a period with being like, we'll talk about this in the meeting next week, period, right? And you send that to somebody, a lot of times it sounds like you're about to read them the filth, which is why you need Grammarly, right? Because when it comes to work, communication is key. Even if you don't have a quote-unquote writing job, because all jobs require writing unless you're a mime. Grammarly's premium's advanced tone suggestions help you communicate confidently and reframe your words to be more positive and productive, right? It makes you say stuff like, isn't that fun? And gee willikers, I can't wait for the deposition. Reframe negative language to be more solution-focused so you can better collaborate with your team, coworkers, and clients. I'm going to come over there and kill your family. ! I'm going to come over and kill your family. Seems cute. Seems fun. The right tone can move any project forward when you get it just right with Grammarly. Go to Grammarly.com/tone to download and learn more about Grammarly Premium's advanced tone suggestions. That's GRAMMARLYDOT.com/TONE.
Well, speaking of large clitori, in this case, it does happen to be a penis. A severed human sex organ was found at an Alabama gas station parking lot.
This thing's fucked up. This is a secret, like, fucked up story.
It is bizarre. It's in Mobile, Alabama. So after a gas station attendant in Mobile found a grisly severed sex organ, it's a dick, you can just say penis.
It's a penis, yeah.
The penis belonged to a motorcyclist who was killed in a tragic accident near the Mobile, Alabama station.
This motherfucker was dead for a while. This is Mobile. He was dead. Multiple cars hit him. It wasn't until the last one to finally stop to go and then realize, hey, there's a penis over there.
So a spokesperson with the department of, obviously the police department, says the deceased was riding a motorcycle and lost control and fell off. Unfortunately, multiple vehicles struck him.
And they just kept blowing past.
Yes. The appendage located at the gas station is not related to a murder or an assault.
Is it not hit and run? Is it not multiple hits and runs on a corpse?
His name was Christopher Means. He was 29. And he got hit so many times, his dick fell off.
And he got attached to a truck grill. Like it went on a Fievel Goes West adventure. It was like literally his penis became a Pixar character.
Why did so many people hit him?
Because they just kept driving. No one stopped.
So he lost control of his bike moments before, obviously, the fatal accident. Following Means' death, multiple sources confirmed to the local newspaper that a human penis was found at the gas station.
It's so wild.
The gas station was located on a road near the highway. So, yeah, it got stuck. One social media user claimed that Means was literally torn to pieces on the interstate. Lol, funny.
Jesus Christ.
And
it
that his
like-
penis fell off in front of a truck. And then the truck got on the interstate.
It's really interesting because it looks like that penis went mobile at a Mobile and Mobile.
It really did.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Fernando, everyone's grimacing. That's technically funny joke.
I just can't believe that this guy. So was he not wearing clothes?
No, I know. It was because he was mangled that badly by how many people kept hitting his dead body in the fucking car.
Stop hitting this man's body.
It is. A bunch of people saying this is not my problem, even though you now have literal human blood all over your car.
Dude, yes.
And you didn't even go to Salt and Straw.
No, you did not.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's
this
not
is
even
just,
hunting season.
You got this blood. And then just because, again, you know, we've been through Alabama. I think y'all know that if you live in Alabama, y'all know there's some issues
Alabama.
In the state.
No, it's a right. Fine people, but bad government.
Yeah, so this guy just, like, it just, I don't understand. I just don't understand. It's the idea of just such a lack of any sort of conscience.
Birmingham was absolutely beautiful, I must say.
It was.
So police, they have not detailed exactly how Means' penises managed to travel to the gas station. However, if you look at security.
Do you think it grew legs and walked?
If you look at security video, it does look as if it falls from a truck that had stopped for gas.
It literally was clinging like it was the brave little toaster.
So if you're the truck driver, like, oh, God.
Oh, no, shit. Oh,
no, I got to get this dick off my truck.
Well, let me see if I recognize it. He just picks up. He starts sucking on it. Nope. I don't recognize that one.
Also, if you're a cop and you see a truck that has just a dick hanging onto it, you're like, you found a serial killer. And then it turns out, no, this is just one of many vehicles that hit a random person, which, again, as Henry said, it seems like if you fall on the highway in Alabama, it's a fair game.
Yeah, hit him up. It's really strange. Yeah, he fucking the penis attached to the grill. He look it up and just immediately he's like, I feel you need to give that penis a ticket for hitchhiking.
Because
that right there, I didn't even agree to bring this penis to the gas station.
I know. So be careful out there.
Really fucked up. Because it's a story that because like people send it to us and it's got that funny headline. Be like, oh, you know, well, funny, but that's just because I'm just broken. But the idea of like, oh, dismembered penis at gas station. You're like, oh, funny. And then you look at it and it's like, oh, this is a heartbreaking story.
Well, it is extremely sad that this person died on the highway after getting run over by multiple cars. But I think that we can all carve out, including the family, if this was a friend, if you were the one dead. I would say it's kind of funny that his penis ended up alone in a gas station like sure. he was hitchhiking.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah, again.
It's kind, no matter what, yeah. that is in itself kind of funny.
It's a joke for the family.
Yes.
Yeah, because they are allowed to be to find it maybe kind of funny.
Or it is kind of funny.
You just get a little bit of a smirk like,
Because I would, if I, again, got into a car accident, ran over, my dick ends up like at a Piggly Wiggly parking lot.
I'd be like, that's exactly where his penis would want to be.
Ben would laugh. He's laughing from wherever he is now.
But I don't know if that's his regular mobile station or not.
We don't know.
Because again, it'd be different if it was. It'd be like, oh, yeah. Well, at least it was in a familiar place.
And of course, you know, when it comes to penises at gas stations, they can only drink through straws and don't try the jerky. It gets a little spicy.
That is, again, just fucking slinging material.
Did you hear this story about this pigeon, speaking of death?
Oh, God.
There's
yeah,
a New York City pigeon. And I actually am a pigeon fan. I don't care. I got shit on one time by a pigeon. They say it was good luck.
It's good luck.
It's not. But I'll take the myth other than pure and utter rage. So gender reveals are a thing, which I don't fully care, but whatever.
Yeah, no one cares about I don't care about the child.
I mean, whatever people do with this is just one of the things that they became popular like 5 years. They're not like no they weren't happening in the 90s.
Right. You know, Uncle Corner, it's another thing that was like invented by like big maternity, like that industry, that whole industry that's around babies.
Big
and
maternity.
And so it's like, what's like how Valentine's Day is a fucking construct, right? That was a thing they just made up that people
now
could just spend
it.
Money in February.
Now
it's true.
You get it.
It's true. And then it's because I guess we just didn't have a holiday. It's just the gender reveal thing is like just another way to like siphon money from parents.
Yeah. Valentine's Day was like, well, they didn't spend any money in January because they're so broke from Christmas.
Get them now.
Yeah. We'll make it in.
Get them again.
We'll get them in February, halfway through the month, just when they think they might have a savings. So a New York City pink pigeon flamingo dies from the dye that was used for a gender reveal.
So many people are getting hurt with these things.
That's
I know it's very hacky now to even talk about it,
yes.
But it's just the truth where it's like, but it keeps happening. It's the most dumb shit way to spend your day.
But it is a pink pigeon named Flamingo. And they covered its body in pink.
They named the pigeon and then they killed it.
Yes.
So they named it. Dyed it pink. It died. And then that's now your pet.
No, according to a New York City bird rehabber for the Wild Bird Fund.
Well, these bird alcoholics are so brave that they finally have a place that they can go.
They wrote what is being called a squabatory or an obituary for a squab. And they say, we are deeply squabatory.
Is that a thing?
No. We are deeply sad to report that Flamingo, our sweet pink pigeon, has passed away. The rose-colored rock dove has become an instant celebrity after WBF rescued it from Madison Square Park the other day. And then now it's dead.
So, but it died at the gender reveal party?
Yeah, because I think they dyed it pink, and then they rescuers named it Flamingo.
I'm just so upset.
And then it died. So they wrote, despite our best efforts to reduce the fumes coming off the dye while keeping him calm and stable, he died in the night. We believe his death was caused by inhaling the toxin.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So there you go.
So he died of a fucking drug overdose, kind of like.
But the nice thing is, they're having a girl.
Throw it away.
They're having a girl.
They should take that baby and they should throw
no,
it.
No, it's not the baby's fault that their parents decided to take what some people call the rat of the sky
the state,
and use it as their gender reveal bird.
The state needs to get involved and needs to come and take their children.
Yeah.
Because the idea that just...
Well, let's not do that.
I just don't understand.
Yeah.
You're killing animals. People are getting hurt over these dumb shit things.
According to the Ornithological Rehab Center, based on the hundreds of comments we've received, we know you know this, but please try to discourage others from releasing domestic birds for any reason. Dove releases sound romantic, but take away the decorations and Instagram photos and their equivalent of dumping your helpless pets on the side of the road.
Yeah, they're still animals. Like, they're not decorations.
No, I mean, they're not.
They are animals. They like go places and they shit and,
yeah.
they jump and they do things and they take up space and they're just, yeah, again. So if you just buy a bunch of pigeons in one place and they just release them, I feel like a bunch of other animals are going to come and try to eat those pigeons, right?
I also don't think it's right to bring other living sentient, I don't know if a penguin is a pigeon.
What?
I don't know if a pigeon
is. This, I don't is know. This radio?
I don't know if a pigeon.
Do I have to call a hospital?
I don't know if a penguin pigeon. I don't know if a pigeon is sentient.
Yeah, it is. Well, but I would say, can think.
I say leave all living creatures alone out of your gender reveal. Keep it to balloons if you have to do it.
Only kill yourselves.
Or just say it.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Just go to the doctor and you get the sonogram and be like, oh, that's it.
There you go.
Oh, I guess.
Look at the hog. Put a big old hog on it. Or put a nice set on it.
Tits. Yeah, but guess what? Either way, the kid's fucked. All right? It's a bad time to bring him in here.
Well, that's what they say every generation. We need some good ones. Only the bad people seem to be procreating. So if you're good, like our listeners,
yes,
you can procreate. We need to even out whatever the fuck is going on.
Absolutely. And we'll send milk.
Oh, I'll send you milk. We'll get you. Don't ask where we got it. All right. Well, let's do Hero of the Week. One Hero of the Week is a dog that's 31 years old.
I'm very happy with this dog. Yes. He's 31 years fun. He's blind as all hell, but he is alive.
2 weeks after the Guinness Book of World Records announced a 23-year-old Chihuahua as the world's oldest dog, there was some discrepancy. Bobby is 30 years old in 266 days, and he is now, according to Guinness Book of World Records, the oldest dog ever to live.
Yeah.
His life expectancy was 12 to 14 years, so he is more than doubled that.
He beat it, man.
And he's the world record holder for the oldest living dog, but originally, Bobby wasn't even supposed to live that long.
Nah, man, he was destined to fucking die in a suicide mission from the government.
Bobby was born along with three other male puppies in the rural village of Conqueror's. Oh,
you know his bark is worse than his bite because they had his teeth removed 10 years ago.
I know, that's very true. I tell that Jerry that all the time.
You're like, it's coming for you. Jerry. It's coming for you.
10 years, Jerry. So, isn't that fun? His current owner is Lionel Costa, and they're only 38. So the dog's almost smarter than they are.
Honestly, I'd be looking to the dog for advice.
Absolutely.
Do you know anything about a Roth IRA?
Yep. So anyway, that dog's all old.
He's so cute. You know that he's senile because he's hanging with cats.
Well, his eyesight has worsened a little bit, but the elderly dog continues to enjoy each day resting, spending time with feline friends and relaxing by the fire.
He's cute.
And then he just kind of hangs out. And also,
I like him. I like really, really cryptically old dogs.
Yes.
It's my favorite.
This dog, Bobby, there was another old dog that's of a similar breed named Bluey, and that was an Australian cattle dog, was born in 1910, and Bluey lived 29 years and 5 months, but now that's no longer the oldest of all time.
No.
Also,
it's different now.
In a real story.
Man, that one dog, Bluey, it didn't last for a year, man. That was disgusting what happened to that poor animal.
And then in a real story, a man, a human being, actually did something very good.
Hmm.
His name is Adolfo Molina, and there was a woman, and she was driving. She ended up having a heart attack. You know, guys drive like this, and then women drive like, I'm having a heart attack.
Funny stuff.
You get the joke. Really classic.
Funny
save it
stuff.
For my Congress run. So he ran and ran across four lanes of highway, stopped her car from going into a guardrail, and saved her life. So he is a true hero as well.
That is.
Thank you for doing that, Adolfo Molina. Not many people stop anymore. As we just learned, most people just continue to run over the same body until the penis ends up pumping gas.
We just need to stop.
Stop. Stop. Pull over. Have fun with it.
I mean, honestly,
hey,
I know.
Hey, honey, I'm going to be a little bit late.
Saw a corpse. And she's like, yes. Think about this. If you had a whole night's worth of plans that you want to do.
Canceled.
Sorry, saw a corpse.
Sorry, corpse.
Honestly, that's a night. Then you can get out of it. You got to fucking get out of jail free card.
Absolutely.
Oh, here we go. Here's some stories. Here's some listener emails. Here's some fucking listener emails. Oh, here we go. It was a hot summer. This is about an accident in Six Flags, 2007. It was a hot summer. And I nearly broken and bloodied my nose on a roller coaster. I was much too short to ride. That's a very good lesson for you children that are definitely listening to this.
Yes.
My mom and I were walking towards the main gate of the park to meet up with my sister after she got off the Superman Tower of Power ride. I remember that fucking ride. So we got closer, there was a loud cracking sound that caused everyone to duck down as if there was a gunshot. In retrospect, this was the sound of a cable snapping on the drop tower and ensnaring a 13-year-old's neck and legs.
Ooh.
According to the report, she was able to get the cable off her neck, but not her feet. When the ride reached the 154-foot peak, it then dropped. her shoes with both feet still inside,
mama,
dropped into the catch net below. I did not see the feet come off, but I heard the screams.
He was on the ride
on the ride.
I would freak out.
Had a confused and panic attitude, but they were all headed towards the exit, presumably to get away from the screaming. As we met up with my sister, I caught a glimpse of the gore at the base of the ride, once named Hellevator, and it has stayed with me since.
Oh, man.
Which is also what M. Night Shyamalan should have called Devil.
I know. I love Devil. I thought it was great. I'm excited for his new one as well. Some people are skeptical. Check it out.
I am an M. Night Shyamalan stan. I read the book that the movie is based on, and I've heard that they've changed the ending of it, which we'll see.
And I like Dave Bautista.
He's
the best actor of the big boy wrestlers.
But that was just a disgusting story. I probably shouldn't even told
it. No, it's fascinating. I mean, honestly, this is why I don't go on any of those things. I'm just slightly outside of the algorithm. They create them to make them safe.
You are just, and it's true. You don't need to fuck around. And the same thing, because Ed Larson loves, he loves rides.
But he's not as tall as I am.
But he also, for a while, at least he's fine with it, but he's a big guy. He's a wide guy. And so he used to joke about how they used to force him into the roller coaster, seat until it clicked, right? Because you're supposed to push it, but you're not, you shouldn't be doing that.
No.
You shouldn't be
I'm
doing
not
that
trying to
it
test
can fly
it.
Open. Yeah.
No.
A little bit updated. And then this is a little thing on Elvis. I'll get to creepy stuff next week. But one thing that we learned about Elvis came back.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about his diet and we were reminiscing and being falsely nostalgic and everything we never got to experience. I wish we could have been there. But apparently Elvis did suffer from extreme constipation for most of his life. According to the coroner, when they went to do the autopsy, they believe that he had 4 months of impacted shit in his system. They think he had something between 30 and 40 pounds of Duke.
Jesus Christ.
In his intestines when he died, which is probably also why that's why they explain why his gut was so extended, even though he had skinny arms and legs. But that's what I have. I'm also hors d'oeuvre shaped, right? Where I look like little sticks sticking out of a fucking tomato, right?
I guess it's the peanut butter.
Well,
is it the peanut butter?
I think it was the pills mixed with, he did have chronic inflammation. They said that his colon was twice as long and twice as wide as a normal colon.
Jesus.
And that's why they called him the king.
Yeah, he's the king.
He had the biggest tubes in the business.
He did.
But he was compacted. Yeah, more than 30 pounds of feces.
How did he even sing all those romantic songs to our grandmothers?
He was full of shit.
He was full of shit.
That's what it takes sometimes.
Yes.
But yeah, then he was on a lot of steroids as well, which is why he had this super puffy face.
So he never even really drank. He
joined from time. One thing I was reading is that he said that he wasn't a full teetotaler. He would drink from time to time. But every once in a while, if you caught him in the right mood, he'd drink a whole bottle of peach schnapps because he just liked the taste.
Well, peach schnapps is good.
Yeah, but it's just it's so
But I mean,
sweet.
Peach schnapps sitting on top of 30 pounds of shit. And then at some point, he just needed a friend to just give him a big hug.
Yeah, he
squeeze
just
it out. Or maybe go on one of those elevator rides and get scared shitless.
You were going to be the one to tell Elvis, hey, comment on the peanut butter sandwiches?
No.
Are you going to go in there?
For everything.
Because they also said that he'd go through depressive modes. So we learned that when we went to Graceland he was a very somber man a little bit. But that's he'd sit in his bed for months at a time eating platters of cheeseburgers and he'd get bed sores just from sitting there.
Hey, Elvis.
Yeah, you know.
Come on, buddy.
Again, man.
I mean, at least cocaine gets you out of bed.
Oh, I think that
gets you running around a little bit.
Yeah, gets you out of the club or something.
Yeah.
That's why you just got to love every day knowing my 30 pounds of shit just come out of my mouth.
Comes out of your mouth every week.
And that's, you got to do it. And then I live knowing emptied. I take 3 to 4 dumps a day.
I don't know if it's natural, but it's good for you.
I looked it up and it said anywhere up to 5.
Good.
Then you know you're fine, right? And they come out clean as a whistle. I'm doing no wipers. I'm doing partial wipers. Just and then I got the bidet going, man.
Maybe shower.
I fucking sit on that bidet for fucking 20, 25 minutes.
Great.
Just letting it cling, 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 cling to the point where I taste the water in my mouth.
That's
right?
So gross.
And then I laugh. Knowing finally clean enough for God.
That's so gross.
I'm clean enough for God.
That is so gross.
That means up to you, right, God. You connect the bottom hole to the top hole, and that's because your idea is Almighty God.
There you go. What a sermon.
Your idea is Almighty God.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Do we want to talk about that little show we're doing? We have a
April 8th.
Yes, April 8th. We're going to be doing 8th. A live side stories. We're going to be promoting a project Henry is working on. Can't wait. And yeah, we can't. I already miss people. I miss the stage.
I miss the stage. You miss the stage. Speaking of the stage, too, I'm going to put out the location for this. Yes. It is at the iconic Fine Arts Theater in Los Angeles, April 8th, 2023. Come and see me. Oh, Kissel.
Oh, Fine Arts.
Fine Arts.
Fine Arts.
We're going to do some of these performances. Also, check us out in Australia if you're there. We're going to be there from August 2nd through August 12th. Here are the exact dates. Come and check us the fuck out. We cannot wait to see you. August 2nd, we'll be in Auckland, New Zealand. August 4th, Adelaide. August 6th, Brisbane. August 7th, Melbourne. August 10th, Sydney. And August 12th, we're coming all the way around to the strangest little city on the Emerald Isle. That's Ireland. But it's Perth, Australia.
Perth. All right. Thank you all so much for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations, everybody.
They do it again? Did they record a whole episode again?
Again.
Yeah,
and just again.
Oh, and again. Then again. Again and again.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.